The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People love to know what to buy that represents a good value. So if you want to know what value bottles we think you should be adding to your collection, then stick around. Before we get started, we have to thank the patrons. That's right.
Patrons. I always say it the wrong way.
Forgive me, guys.
It's
spelled weird. It's fine. But basically this channel has been kept alive by individuals who have decided to donate to us on a monthly basis. And everyone whose names are on the screen right now are donating at the top three tiers. And so they're the biggest contributors and part of the reason why you're able to watch this for free right now. And if you want to hear more about how to support this channel, stick around to the end. We're going to tell you. So Let's talk about some disclaimers.
Womp womp.
This one was kind of necessary because We do so many top 10 lists and all that stuff. I wanted to avoid, like, if you're talking about value pours.
Sure.
I wanted to avoid saying Benchmark and Wild Turkey 101 and Knob Creek and Old Forester 1920 and Four Roses Small Batch Select and all of the stuff that you know we've talked the about standard, before yeah. and the standards. So these are our favorites, but we decided to do it in categories.
Okay.
So we're going to have a favorite in several different categories, mm-hmm. and this is going to be really helpful for somebody who's trying to, like, round out their collection or build out their collection, because we have recommendations for several different categories that we feel like is the top for that style of whiskey.
Okay.
So the first category we're going to do, pretty girl, is the value category.
Okay.
So this is the super inexpensive.
Yeah.
And what do we have in that?
The Benchmark Full Proof for $21. That's one of your favorites.
It's one of my favorites.
Go-to, like, easy drinkers.
Yeah. So Everybody knows my favorite whiskey of all time is George T. Stagg. The Benchmark Full Proof is the same whiskey at a similar proof, just a much younger age. But at $21, available on the shelf, Buffalo Trace Mashbill 1, can't go wrong with it. And So that is one of my favorites, and I think that you should always have it on your shelf if it's available in your area. And it's become distributed to more and more areas, so keep an eye out for that.
Sure.
And it's kind of funny, if you talk to liquor stores, they'll go, it's crazy because Benchmark Full Proof will come in and it just sits there on the shelves, and right next to it, we can't keep any product on the shelf because it's Buffalo Trace, but it's the same liquid for more money at a lower proof. And why are people so eager to buy Buffalo Trace and not Benchmark? And I think that people don't realize that it's the same liquid.
Yeah.
Now, granted, the Buffalo Trace is rumored to be at least a couple of years older.
Sure.
But I'm not sure that drop in proof is worth it for the extra couple of few years in the barrel. So.
Yeah.
So what do we have as the second category?
The double oaked category.
Now, this is an interesting category, and this is a theme that's going to come up over and over again. Double oaks, finishes, those are typically done by non-distiller producers who are buying whiskey that's also being sold to other companies, and they want their whiskey to be unique. And so they do some sort of secondary finish, whether it be a oak finishing project or finishing in a barrel that used to have a different liquid in it. And because non-distiller producers have a different, like, financial picture that they're facing, they're typically more expensive.
Sure.
And so when I started thinking about the double oaks that I really enjoy drinking, that were less expensive in a value play, Maker's Mark 46 was the clear winner.
Okay.
And because this is our list. She and I both prefer our whiskey at a higher proof. Mm-hmm. And so for the most part, what we're recommending to you are going to be some higher proof options, with one exception that we're going to talk about.
Okay.
And I like the Maker's Mark 46 Cash Strength. Mm-hmm. It's $54. It's readily available. It's a stave finishing process that was developed with Bill Samuels and International Stave Company, ISC, which is the largest barrel maker in the U.S. They make a lot of barrels in the wine industry, and they had a multi-year project going on where they were testing the influence of different oaks and toasting profiles and whatnot and what it did to wine. And because Maker's Mark rotates their barrels inside their warehouse, they don't have a single barrel program because the rotation makes the barrel so similar in flavor.
Oh, gotcha.
So there's not as much diversity in flavor. So to create a similar experience, they came up with the Maker's Mark Private Select program, where they get these staves and they submerge them down into a barrel of whiskey. And those staves have a toasting profile that adds a different flavor, and you get to, you know, create kind of a bespoke whiskey that way.
Okay.
But the Bill's favorite was always the staves that go into the Maker's 46. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, the only way to get a cash strength was for somebody to do a Maker's Mark Private Select and select 10 of 10 of that one stave. Mm. But eventually they realized the market wanted it, and so they created a crash strength version. And it is really solid. It's like drinking s'mores in a glass. Mm. It's graham cracker, it's milk chocolate, it's toasted marshmallow, and it's delicious.
Well, I feel like I should have poured that.
Yeah. So let's talk about the dessert whiskey category.
Yeah. This is totally my wheelhouse.
Oh, I forgot. We got to put the bottles up here.
Oh, Randall.
Yeah. And there we go. All right.
Okay.
So.
We're caught up.
We're all caught up. What is the dessert whiskey category winner?
This is my favorite. So the Whistle Pig Alfa Romeo. It's $49. I almost don't want to tell you guys about it so that I can buy all of them myself.
Yeah. She panicked the other day and she goes, is this our last bottle? And I was like, no, babe. We have 6 bottles of this. Yeah.
So we were at an event where we volunteered and everyone brought their whiskeys and they set them all out and everybody's kind of sipping in this back room. And if I'm being honest, it was mostly men volunteering at this event. And I go to pour myself a whiskey and I pick up my bottle of Alfa Romeo and I pour it. And some dude was like, sweetie, you might want to take a sip of that first because it's very different. And I was like, I know, it's my damn bottle. So this is weird. It's not for everyone.
No.
It's
in the dessert whiskey category
for a reason. So it's rye whiskey with lychee or lychee, whichever way you decide to.
Lychee.
And it's finished in, is it oolong tea? I don't remember the type of tea. But it was picked by the Formula One racers.
Mm-hmm.
And the tea component is a nod to, like, the head of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Who that is part of his heritage. So there's a lot behind this, but it's citrusy. I don't even drink tea. I hate tea, but I like the smell of tea.
She likes tea flavor. Whiskey.
I don't know. It's so weird. No. So this is not your usual, like, I don't feel like it tastes anything like bourbon. Doesn't taste anything like regular whiskey. It's a weird, but I love it because it's sweet and it's light and it's got this fruity kind of floral thing. I love this whiskey.
Yeah. And so the alternatives in the dessert whiskey category would have been like regular Angel's Envy Rum Finish Rye or one of their special releases. Sure. Or maybe even like a High West product, like Midwinter Night's Dram.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But those are so expensive, right. I couldn't put them in the value category. Sure. So for dessert whiskey, Whistle Pig, Alfa Romeo, can't go wrong. Welcome back to Pretentious Whiskey Reviews. Today, we're evaluating the 1982 Pappy Van Winkle. Ooh. I'm detecting a hint of Bolivian virgin tears and East Indian, no, West Indian grasses.
Y'all, you don't need all that crap. All you need is an American whiskey aroma kit from bourbonrealtalk.com. Developing your palate is a learned skill. Over time, you can train your taste buds without being a douchebag. Get yours today at bourbonrealtalk.com.
I'm also getting Indian nutmeg. So the next category we have is the non-distiller produced category.
Okay.
Okay, so I made reference to this earlier, but a non-distiller producer is not making their own whiskey. Another company's making it. Chances are they're buying barrels that they made with a mash bill that the purchaser did not select. So this whiskey was made for a general purpose. Maybe they had surplus. They sell it to the non-distiller producer, often including a barrel broker, which raises the cost. And so non-distiller producers can't really compete financially with the legacy distilleries because their cost of acquisition of liquid is astronomically higher. And so to find a value player in this category was difficult. But one of my new favorite whiskeys is Barrel Foundation Bourbon.
I really like Barrel.
You can tell how much I like it because there's like a quarter of an ounce left in that bottle. This was a media bottle that was given to us, and I'll be honest, I don't buy a ton of barrel products because the single barrels are so expensive.
Sure, but this one's $57.99, which is a little more affordable.
$57.99, and I don't know what they did for this blend, and I'm a little bit unsure how it's in the bourbon category because it very clearly states, well, it's not straight bourbon. It can't be straight bourbon because it's from multiple states. So they source whiskey from multiple states. One of the states is Tennessee, and the age of the whiskey dictates that the whiskey that they used to blend was from Dickel. I don't taste Dickel in this. It is just a really good product, but it's an excellent example of a non-distiller produced company putting in the work to find the right sources of liquid to do something on a mass scale that's still affordable. And so I love this whiskey. Yeah. So our next category is the craft category. Yes. And this is a distillery that I think is near and dear to your heart.
I'm really excited.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Excited about going out there.
Okay.
To Frey Ranch.
Frey Ranch.
Yes.
And so I'm recommending the Frey Ranch Bourbon.
Okay.
It is only $48.99, which is a really low price for a craft distillery because they don't have the economics of scale. Often they use grain that has a higher input of cost in their process than the legacy distilleries that are just buying, you know, standard Kentucky dank corn. And so...
But they are one of the few distilleries that is completely grain...
Ground to glass.
Thank you.
Grain to glass is you bought the grain someplace
yes.
else. Ground to glass. You started at the ground on your distillery.
I mean,
location.
They've got bees,
they grow
y'all.
Everything.
That, like, they have their own... honey.
They keep their own bees just to pollinate all other crops.
It's a whole thing.
It is a very serious commitment.
Yeah.
And this is the only low proof that made the list. But the reason why I still recommend this, even at the lower proof, and they do have higher proof cash strength options, but the price goes up significantly, I think, in the $80 range. But the reason why I'm recommending this one at $48.99 is because they use a column slash pot still, like hybrid setup model. So okay. Normally your first distillation run goes through a column still for most major Kentucky distilleries. And then it goes into a double or a thumper that raises the alcohol content, usually up in the 140 range. Mm-hmm. What they do is they have their column still dump their low wines, which is the first distillation run, into a pot, and they finish in the pot. Now, I'm not a huge fan of pot still bourbons,
but it doesn't have a lot of that like oily flavor, right?
It doesn't have all of those burnt grain flavors in it because the column removes all of the grain solids. And so you get this big, full, robust, oily, unctuous, you feel like you have to chew it before you can swallow it, whiskey without any of those burnt flavors. Mm. And so you don't need the high proof to get to those great big flavors with that particular whiskey.
Yeah.
And so the last category is the finish category. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to upset some of y'all. But in the finish category, in the value play, I'm going to name my own whiskey.
Yeah.
Which is, oh, I forgot to put the Free Ranch
bottle. Free Ranch bottle, I was looking for it.
Which is
the Prideful Goat Caribbean Rum Cask Finish. Rum I love finished this, y'all. Rye.
Now, keep in mind, I made this whiskey because Lindsay's favorite whiskey is Angels Envy Rye.
It's so yummy.
And I had some rye whiskey that I could finish in anything, so I chose rum barrels to make my wife happy.
But it's so good, though.
And it is very good.
It's $20 cheaper than Angels Envy Rye.
It's, yes. And so I really did try to find something else to put in this category. But the rabbit hole that I have that I like is $84. And the Doc Swinson's that I have that I like is $85. And the Penelope Valencia that I like is $85. The Isaac Bowman Port Finish, which is only $40, it only tastes like sulfur to me. And so,
because of the finishing.
Because the port cask coming over from overseas have a sulfur treatment. All I can taste is the sulfur.
And you might not, obviously, but...
You might not. But so the cheapest finished whiskey that I could find was the one from my brand that I actually drink.
And it's yummy.
And so... there's a lesson in this, though, because we released the same whiskey at $74.99 that is a six-year rye.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has an extra year of age in Caribbean rum cask, and we only raised the price $3 per barrel.
Mm.
And part of the reason why I did that is that I want to educate you all that when somebody does a special release that's finished, oftentimes they are raising the price to an astronomical level that is not necessary
like crazy.
For them to maintain their normal profit margin. I only raised my price the amount that was necessary. I did the math. We actually ended up with a lower yield on the barrels than mm-hmm. I expected.
Sure.
But originally I thought my math was about $1. Mm-hmm. But it turned out that we spent $1.19 per bottle mm-hmm. finishing this. And after the markup at the wholesale tier and the retail tier, that results in $3 worth of increased sure. expense to the inline consumer. And so there's a little bit of a valuable lesson there.
Yeah.
But what do you say we give away some whiskey?
We definitely should.
So in this instance, I'm actually going to buy another one of these because I really love it.
Okay.
Yeah. And so normally we'd have to limit, and we have a bunch of this.
We do.
So normally we'd have to limit it based on the fill level of these bottles, but
yeah, we don't
we've
have
got
to
replacements. So how many do you think we should give away?
At least three.
All right.
I think, yeah.
Let's give away three sample packs of these recommended bottles. So you're going to get an ounce of Benchmark, Maker's Mark 46, Alfa Romeo, Barrel Foundation, Frey Ranch Bourbon, mm-hmm. and the Prideful Goat Rum Finish Rye.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be three separate winners. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ounces of whiskey.
Which means
you need to share with a friend. At least one other person. I don't think you should be drinking more than 3 ounces in a lineup.
No, or just take a little splashy poo several nights.
Yeah, several nights. It's
just
up to you.
Just a splash, though.
Yeah. So all you have to do to enter to win is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell to be notified of future content and future giveaways, because there's a giveaway in every episode.
And then fill out the form.
Fill out the web form that's in the video description below. We'll run a randomizer, post it publicly, reach out to the winner, get your address, and mail you samples absolutely
but
for free.
But also believe that Chrissy is real.
Chrissy Lynn, when she reaches out to you, she's a real person, and she really does need your address to give
really
you
does,
your
if you
free
want.
Stuff.
Yeah. I think we have a sample downstairs that's been down there for 4 months because we can't find the person anymore.
Yeah, they won't respond because they think she's a scammer asking
but
for their
not.
Address.
She's not. She's so nice.
Yeah. Also, I'm a realtor, and I can find your address in about 5 minutes. So, anyways.
Well, he has a Go ahead.
Unless you're a judge or something like that.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's an
officer. Maybe he's a judge. Who knows? Maybe he's a law enforcement officer. Could be. But he won't get a sample if he doesn't give us our address. Mm-hmm. So tell him how to support the channel.
Well, we have a Patreon,
mm-hmm.
which we're very excited about. We worked really hard to make sure that we had affordable levels for everyone. So we have 6 different levels, all different price points.
Mm-hmm.
We have member benefits, merch discounts, distillery takeovers, monthly virtual bottle shares. That one's always really hard for me to say.
Yeah.
Monthly virtual bottle shares, which are usually just you.
Mm-hmm.
But you get the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting us and our mission.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important.
Yeah. We also have merch on the website.
Very proud of the merch.
I have learned that if I find a problem in the whiskey world, like people want to develop their palates and there's no good tool, or, you know, people want to transport bottles, but they don't have the right equipment for it, I can go to Lindsay and she can have things designed and manufactured that are fit to the purpose. So
I try.
If you go to bourbonrealtalk.com, you will see that we have something for everyone that is a whiskey lover.
Yep.
And last but not least, we run a real estate business together. I'm a residential real estate agent. Lindsay's my transaction.
You said we do it together.
We do. Yeah, she's my transaction coordinator. And we operate in the Dallas and Houston metro areas. So if you're looking for real estate services in any, either of those areas, we'd love to interview for the position. And just know that we do give epic bottles away as closing gifts. And there are links for all 3 of those ways to support the channel in the video description below. But if this is your first time tuning into the show, we'd like to thank you for the view and tell you a little bit about our show philosophy and why we do what we do. We're all about bringing people together around whiskey. And that's something that became important to me in 2014 after I lost my brother to suicide. And after his passing and talking to some of his friends, I saw that he had started to lose some of the social connections in his sphere that keep people grounded to this world. And afterwards, I was looking to form more social connections in my own personal life, and getting involved in the whiskey enthusiast community, I started to notice that whiskey has a tendency to do that. Whiskey brings people together. And so our thought was, with this channel, that maybe we can get you connected to whiskey and whiskey will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. So we also, in looking for connections, started looking into whiskey enthusiast forums and saw that there's a lot of negativity on some of the forums from what we call whiskey trolls. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the reason why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a free Facebook-based enthusiast community. You can go join right now and there'll be no troll behavior in it. But those trolls taught us a second lesson, and that was that if they can hate, we can love. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers. Troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face-to-face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton's.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blanton's, but nice.
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So, are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls ruining your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community. Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son, and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't, head over to facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk Community today.